This week on Stuck in Beta,
we're drinking the Fat Elvis Absence of Light from Four Hands Brewing.
Peanut butter, chocolate, banana, and milk sugar. It's a stout fit for a king.
We're pairing it with churro and carrot cake donuts and taking a trip back to our analog childhoods.
Remember when you could just disappear? We're talking Xennials, dial-up internet, rotary phones, and making plans without being able to text, "I'm running late."
Plus, shop talk. The workbench is completely buried in projects and, unfortunately, a dead animal.
We've got property rehabs, spark plugs, and we finally ask, what happened to that yard Jenga game?
Grab a donut. Let's get stuck. Hey there, and welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's been a week or so.
I know.
Since the last episode.
And I don't know why, but it feels like it's been a lot longer than that. It feels like it's been a month to me for some reason.
Yeah, we've had some things, and we just, I don't know, it doesn't, I hope you can't pick up that audio of the dog chewing on a bone.
Yeah, but she's just yakking on a bone.
Yeah, we've had a few, you've had something going on, or I've had something going on, and then, and it sounds like next week,
I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks.
Jeez. When do you leave?
Wednesday morning. Yeah,
you're not going to want to do anything early in the week.
You'll be busy.
I got
a few things I have to do those days, Monday and Tuesday anyway. But
are you an entire 2 weeks gone?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think it's either 13 days or 14 days. I'm not 100% sure. We come back, I think we leave on Wednesday and we come back 2 weeks later on Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long trip.
It is. It's might be the longest trip that we will have taken, and it's in a location that most people would say, "Nah, you don't want to be there that long."
Yeah.
So we're going to Las Vegas, but we're going to be outside of the strip. We're going to be like 5 miles south of the strip, and
so near the strip clubs.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know what this area is going to be like. I mean, we're staying in the Hilton Cancun Resort, which sounds nice, looks really nice,
right?
And it's, I mean, there's other stuff nearby, but I don't know what that area is like. We're really just using it as our home base, though. I mean, we're going there for concerts. We got Def Leppard tickets. We have 311 Day is towards the end of the stay, and then we're gonna do like the Friends experience, I think, one night.
What's a Friends experience?
It's like from the show, and it's, I don't know what you do there exactly, but Lori's like, we have to do this.
Okay. Okay.
And then she wants to go watch The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. Like, okay.
How much is that going to cost?
Dude,
I know the Sphere is expensive.
Okay. I don't know a whole lot about it. I just know that it is a thing. And I remember seeing it whenever we went out there.
It looks really cool from the videos I've seen.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz portion that I've seen, because it's very interactive.
Oh, okay.
Like effects and stuff and apples drop and
It is, I think she said it's like $114 per ticket.
Jeez.
And I was like, for a 100-year-old movie? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, they added all these effects. It's
okay.
There's like wind machines.
All right.
Apparently it's a really cool thing. I mean,
well, that's good to know, because I was like thinking it was just like a, I don't know. What do you call that? Like a screen that's kind of like bent. You know, that's what I thought it was like. And
it is. I mean, and that's how it is. But I think it's more interactive with some of the things. I think.
Okay.
I think when it rains, you get a little wet. It's more of like a 4D experience type thing.
But I was like, does that include a snack and drink? Because geez.
Well, it's also Vegas. First of all, that thing they gotta. That costed a lot to build. They gotta make money off of it. Second, it's Vegas.
Yeah.
Everything's expensive there,
I guess. So those are our entertainment things that we're going to do. And then we're going to go to Death Valley National Park, which is like an hour and a half away.
Cool.
There's Grand Canyon, I guess West Canyon or whatever.
Yeah.
Is like 2 hours away. So there's a lot of like hiking and, you know, different things like that that are, and the weather is supposed to be nice, you know.
You're gonna do some, like, I did one of those river tours where it, they take you up the river from the Hoover Dam down.
We did look at that. Yeah.
That was kind of neat. Yeah.
Yeah. But like you said, everything is expensive out there. So national parks are generally, well, I mean, I guess some of them have an admission, but we have a pass. But the West Glacier, but it's West Grand Canyon, has this observation deck that you can like walk out onto, like, mm-hmm. I guess over the canyon, but it's like, it's all glass, like a glass walkway.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, that looks really cool. And we've never been to that part of the Grand Canyon. And I think it's like $100 a person to just walk out on this glass walkway. Like, man, everything out there is.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that would be that much.
Yeah. And maybe there, and that one did say that they offer a drink and a snack and a shuttle. So I guess there's a lot to it. It's more than just like walking out on the thing. But I don't know. I hope the Wizard of Oz thing is worth it. I'll report back.
It's a good, like you said, it's kind of your base camp being in Vegas. There's anything you want to do. If you're like, well, we don't really, it sounds like you're pretty packed of things to do. But like if you are, you know, just in your hotel, well, what are we going to do tonight? There's plenty of stuff to do, you know?
Yeah.
You know, any restaurant you could ever think of and anything you want to do.
I don't anticipate being bored by any means. And yeah, I know there's, but I don't think we'll be on the strip all that much. Just a couple times. So our two oldest kids are coming out as well from the second week and they're both staying and we have like a suite with a second bedroom and pull out couch and all that. So they're staying with us for a week and go into a couple of the shows with us. And we'll probably get out on the strip with them just to have that experience.
So you said you're on the north?
South.
Okay.
We're just south of the airport.
Okay. So you'd be closer strip wise, you'd be at the where the sign and all that is. That's at
is
the
it? I was
south
wondering
end.
About that. Okay.
The north has all the older stuff, circus, the
oh, really? Yeah. That's further north than where we were a couple years ago.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. But one thing that is on the south side of the strip that I enjoy and didn't cost a lot because it's free to go in is the pinball museum.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Got all the old arcade games and tons of pinball machines.
I'll have to keep that in mind. That sounds like that would be fun.
I literally got $20 worth of quarters and had a ball for
several hours.
Yeah, several hours. Yeah.
Didn't you go to a punk rock museum or something out there too?
That's further north.
Okay,
that's about 5 miles north, I guess. And that's where because it's right next to a strip club.
Oh, okay.
Punk rock museum. But I also went out there. I went to a record store that I really enjoyed. I can't remember the name of it, but it's probably, I haven't been to Vintage Vinyl in years.
We were just there a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And do they have more, do they have a lot of clothing there too now?
Not that I remember.
No. Because this place also had like a big rack of just used T-shirts, and they were sorted by color. So you had like a whole rack of like black shirts, but they were all like $10 or under. Hmm. Like I found an old Van shirt that was still in good shape, and you know, it's kind of cool.
Hi, Ruby.
Anyway. Sounds like a good time. So we may be on hiatus for
a couple weeks.
But we'll be back with lots of stories to tell, I'm sure.
Yeah. But hopefully I don't walk in the wrong door when I head out to that museum, you know, and go into the strip club.
Oh. So you think you're going to go to the punk rock museum?
I wouldn't mind checking it out. I've heard good things about it. And I think when you went, they like it was a band member or something that gave a tour, right?
No, so it does cost extra if you there wasn't anyone when I went. It's only the weekends when they have someone. But you like they always have, I think John Feldman of Goldfinger, I just saw he's going to be there in a week or two. And so he'd be giving the tours, but I think it's like $100 a person if you do that. If you just do the the self-guided tour, which, you know, like any museum, you just walk around, look at all the
right
stuff. It was like $35 okay. or something. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But
yep. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, good times. Well, let's have a beer.
Let's do it.
We'll each have our own this week. Cause,
ooh.
Well, anytime we share one of these tall ones, we always want another one. So,
yep. All right, I'll talk about this one for a second. So let's see. This is from Four Hands. It's called Fat Elvis Absence of Light. It's 6.5% ABV. The King has returned in all his decadent glory. Fat Elvis Absence of Light features huge notes of creamy peanut butter and rich chocolate combined with a banana for a treat worthy of royalty. Milk sugar added for on a brew house on the brew house contributes a slightly creamy finish to the silky delight.
So
I don't know that I've ever had this.
I haven't either. I know Main & Mill makes a Fat Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird that they would have the same name in two, you know, St. Louis area breweries. And we had a horrible peanut butter last time.
Sure
so
did.
I don't know.
I definitely get the banana aroma.
Bananas up front.
Yeah, not too much peanut butter. Man, it's a lot of banana, I feel like.
It is a lot of banana. I don't know if I like it.
Because
banana, when we were brewing, banana's always a taste that you don't want because
it means there's a
what, infection?
Infection,
right?
Or fungus or something.
Yeah.
Or,
Band-Aid or banana.
Yeah.
None of the bees.
I don't mind it.
I feel it's got like almost bubble gum.
Hmm.
Like not the like the cheap gumballs.
Yeah.
From
I can see that, definitely.
Yeah, it's got that sugary gumball, but not a very good gum.
Is that what milk sugar is?
Maybe. Hmm. But I don't get any peanut butter, do you?
Not really. I was going to say that I almost get like a bitter dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And banana.
This definitely isn't as bad as the last one.
Mm-mm.
But it's kind of a weird flavor, if you ask me.
I almost feel like it's growing on me.
Yeah?
We'll have to continue to sip on it. I don't think it's too bad.
And I've Molly said this when I bought these. She's like, "You've said many times you don't like peanut butter in drinks. Why are you getting a peanut butter beer?"
And again.
Yeah, she's right. I want it to taste more like peanut butter. That's what I want, and it doesn't have that.
I think if it was a little bit more peanut butter and a little less banana, a little more balance there. Because if you're eating a peanut butter banana sandwich, which I don't know that I've ever done that, but that's what Elvis was
known for. Fried peanut butter, right?
Oh, what was it? I don't know.
Wasn't it like you made it like a grilled cheese?
Really?
Buttered both sides of the bread and, you know. Now, I will take like a banana and put peanut butter on it, eat it that way.
Yeah. But you would get a lot more peanut butter flavor than, I feel like, than banana flavor.
This needs some Jif added to it.
Yeah.
Which is the best peanut butter out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's okay.
It's not nearly as bad as last week.
No.
It's not bad. So it's been a couple weeks. How's things going?
So I was telling last week, I think, or last episode was when I posted that drawing stencil on my half-assed TV channel.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's getting pretty good. I think it had like 1,000 then. Well, let me just see right now.
Let me get the current statistics.
That video that I posted has 164,000 views.
Man. That is incredible. That's viral for anything that we've ever created.
I've never made a video that got that many views in that short a time.
Yeah. Some of our How to Fix It videos do have that many, but it's taken years to get that many.
And then I, since people are digging those videos, I made another one just yesterday. I posted it, and that's already up to 14,000.
Wow.
And it's got 701 likes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, the original has 5,300 likes. So.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, I know. And I gained, I was like at 460 or something.
Subscribers.
Now I've got 608. Oh, I'm sorry. I just refreshed. 623.
And you said you bought a like a whole, I don't know, collection of these.
Yeah,
stencils,
I bought some more. Yeah.
How much? Or yeah, how many did you get?
So I have about I think there's 11 of them that I have.
Okay.
And then I actually have another set that I saw, and I ended grabbing that. So I think it's another 5.
Huh. Yeah, I was scanning through some of the comments, and they were all like, oh, this is really, you know, they were all very positive, and they were like saying that, because you do a really good job of narrating over it, saying, can you guess what it is? And you're like giving the backstory and all that. And I guess people are like live as they're watching it, trying to guess what it is, and they're putting their comments in there. And then, a lot of them were saying that they just think it's a really cool little toy or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, keep them coming.
And the thing is, my kids, since I've gotten those, they're like, oh, can we do it? Can we do it? And mm-hmm. Yeah, they played with them the other night, and they were drawing all the little pictures of the Flintstones and Disney characters or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were having a blast doing it. I'm like, this is kind of cool that it's a toy that even today kids are liking, but they don't make anything like this. And I think this, because I think someone posted, oh, do they have one with SpongeBob? I'm like,
I saw that. Yeah.
Go, that would be great if they did.
Yeah.
It's such an old, you know, thing.
Now, have you looked out on YouTube to see if has anyone ever made videos with these things before?
I had seen some. I don't know if they've done it in shorts like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have. Because
it would be really interesting to almost discover that you're like the first.
I mean, there's a few people who, I just searched for Rotodraw, and the longer form videos, see, these are shorts though too.
Yeah, that you're creating.
The longer form videos, there's two of them that I see. Oh, there's a couple that, there's a couple out there that people have done, but they don't have nearly as many.
I mean, yours seems, as far as quality goes, yours is like really good narration, and you have some pop-ups and things that are on there. So they're really engaging, and you tell some backstory and all that kind of stuff.
So I don't know. There's a few out there, but honestly, it doesn't look like there's many. So
keep it up.
I've tapped into something, I guess. I'm getting pretty good. So. I don't want to be the channel just doing that. Sadly, though. So.
Well, it's interesting, though, and I don't remember how this works exactly, but I know that in order to get monetized on YouTube, you have to have 1,000 subscribers, and I think
500. 500 is what it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. So you just got monetized then?
No. I got to have more. So my number of views. So. Here's the thing that makes it hard, because,
well, they don't count shorts views.
Short views are counted separately.
Yeah.
And you need 3 million of them.
Yeah.
Within 90 days.
Oh my.
So I got to make a ton of these.
But your other videos aren't pulling up the view count, huh?
No. Well, a lot of my stuff is commercial, so it's 30 seconds and stuff like
that. Oh. Based on minutes, right?
I got to do more original stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have 309 valid public watch hours, but I need 3,000.
Oh, man.
So, I need to work on some original content. I'll get there eventually.
You had the other short that you had was for Six Flags, and that was really interesting.
That didn't get anything.
Yeah, I noticed that. I mean, well, it did, but not compared to these.
It's like 750, which, yeah, like I'd be proud of that any other day, but.
Yeah, now you're like benchmarking against something
like,
that's really taken off.
I got 165,000 on that.
They can't all be winners.
I thought that'd be interesting because, you know, I don't think anyone has anything about that. But
yeah, I never knew that they had a petting zoo at Six Flags. Yeah. That's the weirdest thing.
So, oh, yep. So, what have you had going on?
Well, last time we got together, we were coming up on Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't have much to say about that, but I don't know. It was a pretty boring game.
Oh,
I thought
it was insanely boring.
I thought the ads weren't, or the commercials rather, weren't all that good this year. And I was just super bored. The halftime show was, I mean, it was fine. I wasn't a fan of it being I'm not going to be political here. I'm not saying this because of political affiliation, but I wasn't a fan of having a Spanish-speaking artist where, like, it wasn't even translated on the screen, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, dude. Yeah, I guess not. Because
yeah, we tried to put it on closed captioning.
Closed caption
didn't
have it.
It didn't work, but, I mean, the performance was okay. Like, the set was really cool and all that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I was just disappointed overall with the Super Bowl this year. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the game was just so it was like, oh my gosh, please happen something.
Yeah.
It's like you're seeing was defense and ugh.
I couldn't even. So just to clarify, what? Seattle won, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, you know, it's such a distant memory now that I'm, it's so forgettable.
What, they have six field goals or
something like that?
It was
pretty bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other than that, I had a birthday.
Oh, yeah. You're 107 now, right?
Man, I'm in my last year of 40s officially.
Wow. How's
that
crazy. Feel?
Whatever. I mean, you know it's coming. It's not like a surprise. Like, how the hell did this happen?
Why? We had a deal.
Yeah. So, didn't do a whole lot. I mean, I think this trip that we're getting ready to take is kind of our, you know, part of my birthday.
Oh, there you go.
But we went to Main and Mill. We talked about them earlier. We went there for lunch, and then we were looking for some books to take on our trip and had a couple in mind and went to the bookstore here in town. But we couldn't find anything.
Oh,
that we
did
were
you
want to
borrow
for.
That book? You'd read that along your way.
The Michael
want.
J. Fox
yeah.
one? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with it. I kept, yeah, remind me after this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other than that, had dinner at our house the following day with my mom and kids, and pretty low key birthday this year. It was rainy the whole day, which my birthday fell on Mardi Gras as well, the Mardi Gras parade.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We were going to go to that. And here in town, but it was raining all day, so we chose not to.
We went to the dog parade. We were talking about going to that, and we took her Ruby with us. She was really good.
Was that the one in St. Louis or the one here in town?
The St. Louis, and we wanted to go to the one in town, but it was raining off and on. We weren't too sure about it. Oh well, no, I guess it. It ended up not raining, but we had planned on having people over for her dad's birthday.
Okay.
So we're like, we're getting the house all cleaned up. Do we want to take time out of the day to do this too?
Yeah.
You know, so we ended up not going. We're like, we went last week. So we ended up with so many like treats and stuff.
I remember
dog
that
food
picture
and
you sent.
Cat food, all sorts of stuff for the dogs.
Yeah, I showed that picture to Lori and Lexi, and I was like, look at what Greg got. And they were both like in shock. They're like, we've been there many times and never gotten like hardly anything.
Oh, you got to go to the Purina. Purina has like their own like basically booths, like several booths. You go up there, they give you a Purina bag, and then they'll fill it up with stuff. Do you have a dog? Yeah. Do you have a cat? Yeah. You know, and then they'll fill it up. Well, we had each one of us carry, you know, the kids each had a bag too.
Oh, yeah.
And then Molly's like, I'm going to go up there again with Peter. So I think, did she go with Peter? Yeah, she went with Peter because Millie stayed. No, she went with both kids. I sat by myself. Yeah. We had found a parade spot, and so just me and Ruby hung out. And, yeah, all the people were like, oh, can I pet her? You know, so she was, everyone loved her. Now she's
licking her crotch right now.
So, yeah, she was a really good dog. She enjoyed it. We were afraid to bring Mo because he gets really, really excited when he gets around other dogs and makes this high-pitched squeal that, I know it sucks. So, yeah.
I went to a concert last week with our friend Mike and his brother, Steven.
Yeah.
This band called Opeth. And I'd never, well, I kind of heard of them, but I wasn't really too familiar with the music. So Mike and his brother are really into this, like, I would call it like European prog rock. You know, a lot of the bands that I go see with them, it's progressive
love
rock.
The
and I don't
prog rock. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't dislike it by any means. It's just not my go-to genre. But this band,
a lot of long songs.
Oh yeah,
right?
And like up and down, and as far as melody, a lot of changes. But the band that we saw was pretty entertaining, and I was really surprised that there was crowd surfing, there was mosh pits, and they're like older too. The band themselves, they're in their 50s, but they were very interactive. Like the lead singer had a lot of stage presence, and between songs he was talking, and then the crowd would like talk back to him, like, you know, like conversation. Somebody would shout something loud, and then he would like, you know, talk to that point or whatever.
So he knew how to work a crowd.
Yeah.
Too. Oh, that's good.
It was really entertaining, and you just don't see that as much.
I
remember
those bands. No.
Yeah, with those bands, like punk bands.
They did
that a lot. Yeah, like Fat Mike with No Effects, and I mean, I'm sure there's like
Goldfinger used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them I know I've seen that have done that. Mm-hmm. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are like they'll joke around with the crowd and stuff.
Yeah.
But
it was really fun, and then they would get into some of the music. He has this like harmonic voice where it's like, oh, you know, and then there's like the but it was a lot of fun. I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, good.
I'm gonna stop it.
Put it. What?
She's got two bones down here now by my feet, like she's bringing them to me.
No,
I just tripped over one.
We had to put her toy box up on a table in the corner, just because she will get out all her toys and she doesn't put them away. She's just like a real kid, you know.
Yeah.
Like you come back and you're like, oh, man, put away. You can't say put away your crap because she won't do it.
Right.
I guess I got to teach her that. So, cool. Oh, that's cool. New concert, though. I guess I can bring this up because I'm kind of goes along the way. Did you see the, like, mysterious thing? This goes to that type of music because Mike Patton, his record label Ipecac Records, they posted like a Brady Bunch type post. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
Of course. It was, you see Mike Patton.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I think it's two other people from the band Tomahawk, and then everything else is blank.
Huh.
Well, there was on Ticketmaster's website, they kind of gave away one of the other squares because it showed the other guy from Tomahawk, and on there somewhere it said Tomahawk tickets, but then that's been taken down.
Oh.
So it sounds like they're putting out another album or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Now As far as Mike Patton goes, I love Faith No More. Uh-huh. You know, some of his other stuff is a little out there, you know.
I really enjoyed Tomahawk.
Yeah, Tomahawk was one of the better ones that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
That Phantomus.
Yeah.
That was a little out there. Yeah. A lot of, I remember you buying that yeah. album, you were all excited. Wasn't it like 99 tracks or something on it?
Was it? I don't remember that.
And they were all like 20 seconds long.
Yeah, I'd be like, bam! And that was like,
dun, 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 bah!
Yeah.
Like, who is going around, like, listening to this, being like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's bizarre. Very, very experimental, yeah. You know? I don't know. Not for me.
Peeping Tom was another band.
Yeah, and that was his attempt at being, like, modern rock 20 years ago.
Right. Was that the one that had the, like, every song had, like, a collaboration with a...
like a rapper or something, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
But, yeah. So, I'm sure he'll never tour here again with Faith No More, but he's torn with this other folk rock band.
Oh, yeah? But not with Mr. Bungle?
Yeah. Was it? Let me see here.
What is this, by the way, that we're... clicking into it's
that's Blue Sky.
Never been on this before.
Avett Patton. So it's the Avett brothers and Mike Patton.
Huh.
They're on Jimmy Kimmel. I look like I'm like, I never heard of this. And then it's literally folk rock.
Huh.
With Mike Patton.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's touched just about every genre, I think.
Yeah, it's different. Oh, so
hey, one other thing that we did real quick that I wanted to mention, I know you would enjoy this a lot. We went with a group last week, or no, just the other day, to this game show battle room out in Chesterfield at the district. It's right next to Four Hands and Steve's Hot Dogs.
Yeah,
it's and Lori and I have been there once before.
I think you had told me about it. I was thinking that was Main Event you were trying to talk about, but that's not Main Event.
No, it's called Game Show Battle Room.
Huh.
And we were in a different room this time, but it's like it's just like TV game shows. There's a host, and then there's like a person that's like kind of, keeping score and like the announcer. And it's like you get an hour and 10 minutes, and they spend about 20 minutes or so per game show. But they don't call them what they are on TV. So it's like, instead of Wheel of Fortune, it's like, I don't know, Spin for Fun or something. Oh, okay. Like something generic.
But it is Wheel of Fortune.
It's essentially the same thing. There's a little differences here and there. So there was Wheel of Fortune. What was the other one? Family Feud, but it was called something else. And then I guess is The Price is Right is what is Plinko, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was two parts of The Price is Right. One where you had to guess the cost, the price of the items, and then you
without going over, right?
No, this was where you had there was one part of it, and then you had to go up and try to like put the price with the item, and everybody sucked at that. That was really hard. There was like crayons and markers and just random, fairly inexpensive stuff. That was all in the same kind of price range. But anyway, it's a really cool place. And they have beer there. And we all had a lot of fun. And you just compete. So there's like two teams.
So is it like an escape room? You bring all the people with you? Or do you battle someone else
there? Yeah, it was a small group of us from the Phi group that I, Lori and I are part of. And then we just, it was fun. It was like, we should do that sometime. We would need probably like at least 8 to 10 people to have, two decent sized teams.
Oh, so you'd want like 4 people on each team?
On each team, yeah.
Okay.
But it's really cool how they do it. It feels like you're there at a game show.
Hmm.
But, there's no audience or anything.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know in Vegas, there's a Price is Right show.
Yeah.
Where it's actually like Price is Right, where you could win the prizes and all that. But you have to pay to get into that show. Yeah. And I don't know if everyone is chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last time I checked was probably 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I thought it was like $45 a ticket.
Man. Yeah, so probably 120 now or something.
Exactly. But I know if you got up, you could win the prizes and stuff. Because, you know, it's Vegas.
Yep.
So, what do we got? You want to do a snack?
Let's do it. All right. Thanks for going out and getting something.
Yeah, well, it's not what I intended on getting, but... Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts. So, you've had the little donuts before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got two... Well, they actually fit both of my qualifications. On the one here, you can see...
Oh, yeah,
it says new.
Word. Yep.
On this one, limited edition.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, I've got two of these mini donuts. The first one is... carrot cake. What's your feeling on carrot cake?
I love carrot cake.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this one more than the other. I do know what churro is now that I think about it.
The cinnamon sticks, yeah. Things.
Like the Taco Bell snack.
Go ahead and here. I'll get one.
You know, these donuts.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. Donuts. I'm sure donuts.
They've been like the same flavors our entire lives, right?
There's been the chocolate and the powdered sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just put the whole thing in your mouth. Mm-hmm. You don't even take a bite.
I hate crumbs.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. The only thing it's missing is a cream cheese frosting.
Yeah. That's true. You know, it's not like overly sweet. I'd say that's just right. Serving size is 3 donuts. Donuts, not donuts.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't say donuts on there?
No, it says donuts as far as 3 for serving size.
3 is 260 calories. All right.
Huh.
So it's a health food.
Yeah. That one's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that this one is going to taste similar.
I was going to say that. When you said it was chocolate and then powdered, whatever it is, powdered sugar?
Yeah, the little chocolate donuts.
Yeah, but there's the other ones that I've seen is, there's a cinnamon one, right?
I thought there was, there's a little glazed ones too, and I think there's a little crumb donut.
Oh, crumb, yeah. I thought there was one, maybe I'm thinking of a different brand where it was kind of a light brown in color, and it had like a... this is like crumbles, and I'm thinking of one that had like a brown powder on it.
Huh.
Doesn't sound familiar?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds familiar, but I don't know. I don't... Maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to do half.
Oh, you're going to do half? You're getting crumbs. You're getting
crumbs
now.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's good too.
Yeah. See, I love churros.
Now, I don't know. Yeah, I get it. I was going to say that it's not quite the same flavor as Taco Bell, but it's pretty darn close.
Oh, the cinnamon twist?
Yeah, isn't that what churros is?
No. Well, those are like a sad attempt at a churro.
Oh, really?
A churro is usually deep fried like that, but it's kind of soft and chewy on the inside.
Oh, okay.
It's like crunchy with a soft...
And
they... it's a staple at Disney World. And I think they also... Do they do a Mickey one or something? I don't know.
Huh.
But I've tried making them before, and it's a pain. It's not easy, because deep frying anything is... I don't like it. As I always do deep frying outside.
Well, these were good. This is one of the best snacks, I would say.
Yeah, I like both of these. And
yeah. Any any knowledge whether or not they have other flavors that are new or limited edition or anything
like that?
I think
these are the only two new ones of the Donut brand. Donut.
Yeah. So there's Crunch. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, I guess there's a Crunch variety. I thought there was one that was like a... Maybe I'm thinking of the larger size donuts that had
Well,
like
you're
a,
looking... Oh, wait a minute. There's two different... Okay.
So there's powdered sugar, there's frosted chocolate, glazed. Glazed are the holes, it looks like. This is what I was thinking of here. This right here, but this isn't... this is a mini donut, not a donut.
So cinnamon. It looks like Hostess makes... These are Hostess. I guess Little Debbie makes mini donuts too.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
There is a lot of brands that do that.
Yeah. But you've had these others that are...
Oh,
like
yeah.
Cinnamon, like those right there that are just like cinnamon sugar
it's
powder.
Just cinnamon sugar. I think they use the powdered sugar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great.
Hmm.
Powdered mini, they make, Little Debbie makes fudge round mini donuts.
Oh, those look good.
They make zebra cake mini donuts, strawberry shortcake mini donuts.
I've never seen those.
I haven't either. I haven't really looked.
I haven't had a donut in a very, very long time.
Yeah, well, you don't have young kids who always want donuts.
I have a wife that always wants donuts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
See, and I'd rather have... You're welcome to another one if you want. But
yeah, I'll grab one later, maybe. It actually pairs decently with this beer.
Yeah. A sweet with this is perfect.
Yeah.
What do I got? Oh, I don't know if you've caught... So, Super Bowl, I don't remember many trailers. Oh, He-Man trailer. Did you see that?
No.
Oh.
I guess I missed it.
There's a new He-Man movie coming out. Live action.
Really?
Yeah. It was really awesome. The day before they released the full trailer, I actually think it was before the Super Bowl, they had this... It was so nostalgic. They played the old Master of the Universe song, and they had... I thought it was like a lunchbox or something, and it didn't show any of the trailer, but it showed all this stuff like that felt like you were in the 80s, you know?
Yeah, nostalgic
stuff. Then they showed the trailer, and it... So, do you remember the 80s, the 80s Master of the Universe movie? Dolph Lundgren as a...
Yeah, vaguely. I don't... Oh, I just pulled it up, but
Courtney Cox.
Oh, Courtney Cox is in it?
Yeah, she was... Yeah. I think that may have been her first role.
Really?
After the Bruce Springsteen video.
Nah, I don't remember watching it, but I'm familiar with it.
Anyway, well, you know, that was my favorite thing as a kid. And so seeing, well, not that movie. The movie was fine, but it took place on Earth. This one is actually going to take place in Eternia. Well, it starts on Earth, but then goes to Eternia. So it's a little bit different than the other one.
Jared Leto is Skeletor.
That's what I don't like about this.
That dude is weird as an actor as it is.
Jared Leto kills every movie, I swear. He hasn't had everything's a stinker that he's in. Mm. But the Skeletor, the costume design of Skeletor, I mean, it looks like the action figure. It's really, really cool looking.
So he's going to do the voice and everything, I guess, huh?
I guess that's he's weird. In there. You know, it's a skeleton with the abs, like the blue. Yeah.
Huh. That's weird. Because I always hear about how he's such a weird, like, method actor. On set, he just maintains character like the entire time.
How do you maintain Skeletors? I mean,
that's weird.
I'm working around a bunch of boobs, you know.
Yeah. What is this going to be rated? Do Do you know? Is it like family?
It's family friendly. Peter is excited because I told him I'd take him to see it when it comes out. Because he's actually watched the old episodes and he likes watching them. So, and you know that makes my being heart a sing. Dad. Yeah, I'm like he likes something I like. Yay!
I'm trying to find pictures of this guy that's He-Man to see if like he's pretty buff or not. I mean, obviously he is in the movie, but like I'm just curious, like in regular life.
Honestly, in the trailer, you'd watch the trailer later, but I don't think he looks as huge as like a big comic book. But he's muscular. But maybe he's bigger than I thought. But he doesn't seem like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's interesting the way they do it on there. It's like Adam was on Earth and he found out about his real identity on this other planet.
Wow.
So,
yeah, he definitely doesn't look like the Dolph Lundgren version of He-Man.
Right.
Interesting. So, Idris Elba,
he's Man at Arms.
I've seen him in a few things recently. I mean, I know he's been around for a long time, but I really like him.
And what's her name? Is it Alison Brie?
Yeah,
she's Evil Lyn, which it's. I only know her from Community, which I love that show. So it's weird. I'm sure she's done other things since then.
Yeah,
but.
Kristen Wiig, but it doesn't say who she's going to be.
She's Roboto. She's just a voice of Roboto.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Also, keeping in the fantasy category, Mandalorian and Grogu trailer. That came out yesterday. Movie.
Oh. Huh.
I think they were going to do another season, but then they turned it into a movie.
How many did they get up to seasons? 3 or 4, something like that?
4 maybe?
Yeah. I think I only watched the first 2.
I mean, really, Book of Boba Fett was kind of another season as well. But, yeah, it was a great I like that show.
Yeah, I couldn't really find anybody else to watch it with me. Oh. And my son Eli and
I don't
watch
it.
Yeah.
I don't watch it with anyone.
Lori thought it was the most boring show ever. She wouldn't watch it with me.
Not even the cute factor of...
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah. So that looks... I don't know. It looks really good to me.
Is it... what's his name?
Pedro Pascal?
No, the like writer and director.
Oh, Favreau?
Yeah. Is it him doing the movie?
I think it's him and Dave Filoni. Those are the ones that do the show. I think so. I don't know. I should come prepared
for
your questions.
Here I am throwing crazy questions into the mix, like we're supposed to have a conversation or something.
It is. Yeah, director Jon Favreau. There you go.
Cool.
And another one that came out yesterday. Was it yesterday? Toy Story 5.
Oh, I think that's been rumored for a bit, right?
Yeah, that trailer, it kind of hits to home. Essentially, the girl gets a tablet and she starts ignoring all her toys and she isn't really doing what, she's kind of, they're like, the toys are pissed at this tablet that came in the lily pad, I think.
Okay, so the tablet has a personality as well?
Yeah. So I don't know, the trailer, I'm like, man, this is a lot deeper for a Toy Story movie, but then
they all kind of are.
Pixar. I think the fourth one, I still think the fourth one shouldn't have been made. I think it was.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah, no.
You're wrong.
It was unnecessary. This one actually looks like they thought about story.
But wasn't the fourth one, like, it was, what's his name? Andy had, like...
That's the third one. The third one, Andy had...
Given all his toys away, right?
Yeah, to Bonnie.
Oh,
the fourth
okay.
one, Bonnie was on it, and they were going on a family trip, and then Woody finds Bo Peep at the antique mall or antique store or whatever.
Okay. Maybe I've only seen it once.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of the third one then. I am thinking of the third one where he gives us the toys.
Third one was a perfect ending to that.
That's
franchise.
Right. Because they handed off the toy and they got like a new life with just being carried on.
Right. Yeah. And now I'm going to cry because Pixar makes me cry.
Huh. Well, that's cool. Yeah. We could spend some time talking about that whole thing with. So you have in pop culture down here. I don't know if we want to jump all the way down there, but. That's kind of a nice segue into that, right?
Sure, sure. Pop culture. I used to have a thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
Good enough. So today we're just talking about ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Zennials.
So Gen X is actually Zennial?
Well, we're not millennials.
Okay,
that's true.
Yeah.
We're kind of so they loop us into Gen X,
yeah.
But we're kind of the in between, you know.
Yeah, we're at the very end of Gen X, but we're not. Yeah, millennials is like typically like 1980, right?
I think 86.
That far?
After
oh,
that,
okay.
80, yeah.
Wow. Well, we're 77. So
yeah.
What was Gen X supposed to be?
The Zennial, I think, is 70. Jeez.
Kind of a crossover. I've never heard of that term before.
Oh, I thought you have.
Uh-uh.
Okay, they're saying 77 to 83.
Oh, this
with
says,
some definitions extending to 1985.
Yeah, that's what I just saw, 77 to 85. The Oregon Trail generation.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, we are like also, as far as two generations, we fall between two where our brains were developing during two different, like, huge things over our course of our time. Like
our adolescence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Analog and digital age,
right.
Essentially. Like, when we were kids, rotary phones,
mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have a rotary phone. We had, do you remember the pulse where you'd hit it and it go?
Oh, the buttons.
The buttons
yeah.
would do that.
Mm-hmm.
We never had one of the.
We did. I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
My grandma did, but we never had one at the house that I can remember. I just remember the buttons and they would do the little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to press them kind of slowly. You couldn't just, or could you do?
No, not as fast as tone. Yeah, because
yeah.
Once touch tone came around.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is weird that that's an invention as it's in itself.
Yeah, it is.
But like passing notes
mm-hmm.
in school, and like when you wanted to watch a show, you had to be there when it was on.
Yeah.
There was no watching it the next day.
No.
Unless
I mean,
you recorded it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you recorded with, yeah.
You had to plan that, though, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember, yeah, we always were very, you know, I don't know, like strict or whatever on TGIF.
Yeah.
And some other shows, like I remember ALF a lot. We would make sure that we were available at 7 o'clock.
The Simpsons, I know, when Simpson, that first,
yeah.
That is a Zennial in itself, the Simpsons, if
yeah.
you think about it, they've gone from now, then to today.
Yeah.
And, like, one thing that I remember, being able to just, how many times did you just go, all right, Mom, I'll see you later, and you left. We had they had no idea where we went,
yeah.
What we were doing. And I know there were a few times where I got home, they go, we were calling for you, where were you? You know?
Oh, like they were calling out the
yeah, because that's
the
how they
door.
Get, Greg, come on. You know, yeah. That wasn't a text to us. But it's crazy to think about it because that was what we grew up with. That's mm-hmm. we had our lives adapted to that, but we were able to adapt easily to new things
mm-hmm.
like the internet.
Yeah.
Like we used to make popcorn on the stovetop and then, hey, yeah. microwave popcorn is the way to go.
Uh-huh.
You used to, the only way you can contact your friend is call them up or go over and knock on their door.
Yeah.
And now there's 50,000 ways. So they say that it's brain plasticity mm-hmm. because our brains, you develop, your brains are still like maturing and able to take in new ideas, new things, all the way up to around 25 or so.
Yeah.
So we were able to adapt to these new technologies and things that, like, older generations weren't so easily able to do that, you know?
If they were, like, our age coming along in the 80s and 90s, if they were, like, in their 40s and 50s.
Right,
or whatever.
Right. Like, my folks getting them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that from experience from... No, it's like this. You have to press this button and this and that,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting on how we actually have our own own micro generations.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I'd always heard of Gen X, and Gen X is, I mean, a lot of these same similarities here, but Gen X would be like the latchkey kids where mom and dad are both at work all day. You come home from school. You have a couple hours to yourself. Nobody's really checking up on you. Nobody's yeah. paying attention to where you are. You're not checking in. You're just left to, you know, you might even be responsible of starting dinner or having some kind of like household chores that had to be accomplished before mom and dad got home from work. And that was exactly my childhood. But I look at, you know, my kids now, and they're, you know, are all in their 20s, but it was always constant communication. I get so kind of tired of that as being like kind of my grumpy old man self. I'm like, why do we always have to be worrying about where everybody is and checking to see if everybody's safe? Like, we grew up as a generation that didn't worry about that kind of stuff. But now we are worrying about that with our own kids.
That's true. Do you think that we lost our roots? I mean, essentially, like you were saying, I had that same thing. I'd come home, no one else would be home. I'd have the key in my backpack. I'd come in, fix myself a snack, and sometimes have to have dinner ready. I mean, Jeff would be there sometimes, but he was older than me, so yeah. sometimes he'd be at work, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's this really good book called The Anxious Generation that I may have talked to you about it before. I know I talked to you about it before because I think it's really good for parents nowadays with really young kids to read. It's a study about how much has changed with technology and kids, especially those that were born and kind of coming along, like born around 2000 or between like 2000 and 2000 and let's say 10 maybe on the high end, don't know life without a smartphone or technology.
Right.
So they're always like while you were talking about like our brains were developing kind of like to be independent and to take care of ourselves and to just essentially like work hard and just persevere and keep going. Like they were always had a crutch of technology and maybe in some ways the technology was creating like bullying and all kinds of negative things that they weren't able to escape from. It was like it's always with them, always in their pocket.
True. Yeah.
And you know, we were like school might have sucked, but you know, you came home from school and then you didn't have to worry about school.
Yeah. You had your own friends group where you get away, but if it's stuff online, they could still
you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
So I know it it's crazy. There's this really interesting YouTube video I watched recently that I was going to share with you. It was about Gen Xers, and it was like, this is how, and a lot of times the Gen X people don't relate well to those that are younger now, because you're like, why are you so lazy? Like, why are you so, you know, like all of these things that we didn't necessarily experience, because we were just, and a lot of our parents came from more of like the, like, I don't know, hippie generation and stuff that was like post World War. And yeah, it's interesting stuff.
Isn't that what that is?
Yeah, the boomers.
Yeah, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
So
I think if you look back on, I mean, every generation probably says this, but I mean, like, our generation's pretty damn awesome.
Well, of course it is. There's none better. Everyone else sucks.
And we're, and I think they say, like, our, you know, we're, I don't know if this is exactly where you meant to take all this pop culture segment, but there's generally less, like, anxiety, less stress, less worry and all of those things with people that are our generation than there are in the younger generations now. Like, mental health wise, I guess, is stronger with our generation.
I could see that, yeah. I know, I don't know. I tend to, but this may just be me, I tend to just be like, eh.
You're pretty carefree.
Yeah, exactly. I'm more of a kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe what they did?
I know. I'm the same way. It, what's funny is I feel like Lori is not quite that way, and she's the exact same age as we are. But I think there's a lot of people in society.
Girls mature faster. So
that's true.
They're aging faster then.
But you're right. Like, a lot of the crap that goes on in the world, it's like, do you realize, like, bad things have been happening since the day one of our existence? You're like, there's always crappy stuff going on in the world. It isn't anything new. We just are having it in front of our faces all day long.
Yeah. And yeah.
If you don't look at Facebook all day every day and watch the news, then your life is probably pretty good.
Yeah. Well, just, well, go on a 2-week trip and there you go. And you don't well, that's really when I go on trips and stuff, I stop looking at things like news and things like that, because I'm like,
distracted.
I don't need to be distracted with that. I got my vacation to deal with. So.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Well, you want to do some shop talk?
Sure, we'll give it a try. Yeah, so I'm in the process of rehabbing this house. You watched the first video.
I got to say, that was so insane, that video of... I know who it is. I'm not going to say, but it's like crazy how much stuff is left behind. Yeah. Was that any of that hers?
Very little. We did go. She did come up there with us. I'm kind of giving it away.
Well,
now.
Yeah.
But
the six people that listen.
Yeah. And she got a few more things, and I'm still working on getting rid of the rest of his crap. He came up yesterday while I was there, and he, I could go into more detail later, but I got rid of some. I'm still getting rid of a few things, though. That couch, I don't know if you remember that from the
video. Yeah,
that's still there. Like, I guess I'm going to post it on Marketplace for free or something, because it's decent. It just needs to be cleaned up real good.
Yeah.
And but neither of them want it, so it's just staying in this house.
Is the cushions still okay, or is it, huh?
It's just, they had animals, so it's kind of like a lot of pet hair and dander, so that's kind of gross, but it can all be washed.
I've seen people pick up dirty couches from Goodwill or whatever and flip them. Like, they'll take like a good not a shop vac, but a what do you call it, the cleaning, like a carpet cleaner type thing, an upholstery cleaner that sprays out, and they've done that. And also I've seen them spray it down with a power washer.
Man, I've considered that. I don't know, they paid an insane amount of money for this couch, like $2,500 or something.
Oh my gosh.
Because it has It was at a furniture store. Like, it wasn't just, you know, one of those inexpensive
ones. How old do
you
think it is?
Oh, they literally just paid it off, so maybe 2 years old.
Man, that's, I mean, $2,500 when they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it was a quarter that much, so
yeah.
$625, right?
Yeah. I've thought about cleaning it up myself and trying to sell it.
If you can, hell, $500 for that, you know.
Huh.
I don't know. Giving away free.
It does have a couple tears in it from the dogs.
Right.
That I'm sure they can be fixed.
One thing I've seen them used, have you ever seen is it a fabric shaver? I think that's what
it's called. I know what you're talking about, where it like takes the balls or whatever off.
Yeah, you can run that, or a lint shaver, something like that. You can use it on clothing, too, to get, but I've seen them do that on couches and things, too. But I like watching people do that type of stuff on YouTube, and so I've seen quite a few of those, and I'm like,
I guess,
man, they'd really have turned this dingy couch into something that looks good, and they're able to sell it for, you know, they get it from Goodwill $25, and then they sell it for $500 or whatever.
I probably should do that, because
that'd be a good video too.
Yeah, I was just thinking along those lines, and then also I could kind of tie it in, because I'm spending money on the renovation or the rehab or whatever of this thing, so I could use the. It would be nice to be able to put the money back into the project.
Right. Yeah.
So what I'm working on, I just finished repairing one of the back windows that was all rotted out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember in that first video, I kind of explained that the carpet got torn out of the back bedroom because it was all nasty, and he threw it out the window. But in doing so, this is my theory. All the flashing, like the metal flashing that goes around the window and the siding got like ripped away from that window. Well, exposed like some rotten wood that was behind that. So it needed to be fixed anyway.
Right.
But I think the carpet is what like damaged that and ripped it off the side of the house.
How did he do that though? If he went right out the window.
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. But so that I fixed that, and then this flooring in this back. So this house is 134 years old. The floor in this back bedroom had this weird ramp to it.
Oh yeah,
and then it leveled out.
Did you figure out what that was about?
Yeah, so that's in the next video. It's like I'm tearing it open and like trying to figure out what's going on. I keep saying. You ever record yourself and then you're like going back and you're like, oh man, I said the same word like 10 times.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is I noticed that I kept saying can of worms. I'm like, oh, I opened up a can of worms. Like I shouldn't open up a can of worms. And sure enough, I'm trying to level out this floor and I can't figure out exactly why it's like all wonky. And I had to peel up this stupid peel and stick floor tile or 12 by 12, like linoleum.
Yeah.
And then I had to cut into the old hardwood that's below that and then pull that out. And it's like the old floor joists. For whatever reason, it's raised up. So I'm going to have to like trim that down. And it's turned into a whole process. And in doing so, I realized that all the electric wiring on that end of the house is all knob and tube, like the very old stuff from like the, I don't know, 50s.
It wasn't 60s. All replaced at once. You're saying it's all like that in the house or just that one section?
Definitely just that one section. I know that there's newer Romex, like, you know, newer wiring like you have here in your basement in other parts of the house that has been updated, but it wasn't all replaced.
That's how Molly's house was, too.
Really?
And she had one of those 100-year-old houses in the city. Mm-hmm. She had that, too. And, I mean, she had kind of a combination of both.
I think that's what this has. Because in the front bedroom, actually the front two bedrooms, they have grounded outlets. Now that doesn't mean that it's wired properly. I guess I should check that out. But in this back bedroom, it was all two prong outlets. So no ground wire.
Are you gonna redo that wiring too?
Yeah, so I'm gonna do that. And so that's the thing, it's
you
like
open a can of worms.
Yeah.
Huh?
Open a can of worms. So yeah, I got tons of video now. I've been recording the crap out of my working. I've been there working there like 3 to 4 days a week, and I've been recording it, and I probably have like 4 or 5 videos now that are in various stages of editing. So I was working with ChatGPT because it was giving me a strategy. It was saying, okay, release a rehab video 1 week, and then like a more evergreen content, like we've been doing with the, you know, maintenance videos of like AC and stuff. Do that, do it every other week. So then today I got on there. I'm like, I didn't do my other like maintenance video or whatever. And they're like, oh, okay, go ahead and release 2 rehab and then go back to the maintenance. I'm like, yeah, ChatGPT, you're not all that helpful.
Well, I'm sorry. I do have a bunch on my back burner that I've been talking about for some time.
Probably a good 4 months now. Yeah, I know. I've been saying this.
I know. I'm pretty bad. I did, I think there's a dead animal in my garage.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it kind of has a dead animal smell in there.
That's a giveaway.
So I'm like, you know, there must be a dead animal in here.
What was your first clue?
So I've talked about this cleanup of the garage for a while.
Yeah.
I definitely want to do the shelving and all that and clean that out, because it is so unorganized. There's so much kid crap that just needs to be in its own little cubbies or shelves or something.
Yep.
And like, I think we were talking that roll away shelves may be a good idea in there. Yep. Just be able to, okay, now we need this right now. And I may do something like that. We're never going to have 2 cars in that garage. I can guarantee it. One will be always in the garage, but never going to have 2. So I think as long as I can organize that where we can get to wall, you know, with moving shelves pretty easily, it would make for a good garage experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That sounds like a good one.
So that's definitely one I want to do. But, you know, once we have kind of better weather along the way, because I'm going to have to tear apart the whole garage and see what's trash and what is staying. And
I feel like all of that could be very interesting, because lots of people would see that as relatable. Like, hey, I have a lot of junk. How do I go through it? What do I need to do? I mean, a lot of that you could do time lapse on, you know,
right.
Just like, really fast motion of like moving stuff around. And then there's like another subset of people that are maybe not, they don't have their garage in that situation, but they're curious about like, wow, that's a lot of stuff. What do you end up doing with it all? So I feel like that could be really interesting.
Yeah. And there's so much, like I don't know how many coolers I have in my well, I think two of them are mom's, and like, she'll never use them, so it's almost like it's almost like if I hold on to them, I don't want to be the one like, oh, I'll just hold on to it and she'll forget. No, it's just anytime I need it, then I have it, because she never uses it when it's at her house, and I have to go, hey, can I borrow that this weekend? I need that big giant cooler.
And then have to go get it.
Yeah. So I don't know, but with keeping it at limited space, maybe it's better I just take it back over there.
Yeah.
So here's a few of the things that I do have on deck. You know, I've been having issues with my fridge, and it's driving me crazy, because the thing, it's gonna reach 5 years here in May. And I'm like, well, we still have kind of a warranty period here, but the big thing I'm having is, like, the other day I went downstairs, the fridge is on, it's running, you can feel it's cold in there, the lights on the outside are on, but the ice isn't working, the water isn't working. So open it up and the lights aren't coming on. So I'm like, what the heck? I pull it out, unplug it, plug it back in, you know, everything comes back. Wow. So I'm like, okay, well, that we'll just forget about that.
Just ignore maybe, that for now.
Maybe that, yeah, maybe that was a fluke. And then we've had issues where it stopped making ice. I'm like, what the heck? Why is this going on? Am I? We have, it's in the door, but it fills up a bin,
mm-hmm.
like so. You can take this ice bin out. Well, underneath the ice bin itself is a bunch of frozen ice cubes that kind of stuck there, and I don't know if the motor can turn. And I noticed there's like a big hole that's been created over time.
Oh, really?
And the ice is escaping to underneath.
Yeah.
So apparently I'm going to have to get a new one of those.
Huh.
But had the same thing. So I was able to get that working, another reset. I took it all out, cleaned it out, reset.
Mm-hmm.
And then this weekend I had to reset the thing.
Oh, really? So when when the lights are all off and everything, is it not running? Like the freezer side's not running at all?
It feels like it's still, I mean, I can't tell. You know, refrigerator doesn't always make noise. You know,
but you said the refrigerator side was running, but was the freezer side running too, or?
Oh, I didn't check because ours is underneath the freezer.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was, and lights being off doesn't mean the fridge isn't, you know. So anyway, that's a whole situation that I kind of want to do a video like, here's a quick reset if your fridge ever does this. Mm. Maybe that could be a short, but then I may need to get into a longer video.
Yeah.
Another one, which I'm like, do we want to post this soon after your car video, is my car. I don't know if I mentioned this last time because I don't know if I replaced it or not. My car's been having the stuttering issues. I replaced the spark plugs, and wouldn't you know it, it's running just fine now.
Yeah.
I'm not having any issues. And
you mentioned on the last time we were together, you said that you have a V6, I guess, in your truck.
I had replaced two of the.
Yeah, and you did two, and you couldn't get to the other four easily or something. And then it turns out, I guess, those other four were fouled plugs.
Yeah. I know six definitely was because I got that error code. Or okay. That
it tells
check
you
engine code.
Like number six cylinder?
Yeah. It had a misfire on that particular one. So I went ahead and replaced the other four.
Okay.
And I figured out how to get into those. I didn't really film it because I'm like, I don't want to do something that I know this is going to just turn out that it doesn't fix anything. Well, sure enough, things get fixed. So I can go back in and open it up and show how to get to these.
Okay.
Those harder cylinders, which I think would be either a good short or make an even longer video kind of showing my problem with my car and what resolved it.
What did that older plug look like? What did the old number six plug look like?
Remember? it was black and rusty.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rusty.
That's interesting. It looked like someone put, I think, what is it called? The dielectric,
grease or whatever?
Grease.
Yeah.
I think someone put it on the threads or on the.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, it's supposed to just go around the. So it doesn't stick to the coil, right? The rubber boot or whatever.
Yeah, like on the top. I mean, I've never used it, but I think, at the very tip of it or whatever.
I didn't put any on this time around.
I've never
used
it.
So anyway.
That could have been original then. If it was that much of a pain and it looked that
it
bad.
It was a hard. Yeah, those. I swear, those. Every one of them, I had to take a hammer with my socket wrench.
Oh, my gosh, really?
To get them out, yeah.
Man, I wish you would have filmed that. That would have been interesting. I've never seen a spark plug that hard to remove.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So is your truck running pretty well then?
Yeah, I've because just getting up hills and stuff, it would be like... it would have all sorts of issues and sputtering. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been able to go highway speeds again, so I don't want to say much about it because I don't want to jinx it. You know, because I was almost to, we need a new car.
Yeah, I remember you were, I think you went to go look at one a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
We were going to, but it snowed.
Oh, okay.
But, so yeah. Another thing with my car, you know I replaced the speakers.
Yeah.
So, about a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, one of the speakers just stopped working. Hmm. And I'm like, son of a bitch. You know, I knew it was probably something that came loose because yeah. I'm like, the chances of this, but you have to take apart the whole door, the cover that yeah. goes in the door to get to it, unscrew it. Sure enough, you know the little, the speakers, how they have the, like the pinched end and the straight metal piece yep. and it kind of,
yeah.
Well, I guess I thought that was enough pressure to hold together, mm. so I had to. Anyway, I took one of them came apart. So, like, positive or negative, I can't remember, came off. So, all it was putting that back on. Easy. And I use a pliers that really,
yeah,
you know, squeeze it on there. So, I put the door back together. I'm like, all right, music's working. All right, let me roll down the windows now. Oh, no.
You didn't plug it back in?
I did. But apparently I didn't plug it in. I didn't let it click or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I know what you mean.
So I had to take the whole door apart first. So if you're ever taking apart something like that, a little tip, make sure all your functions on your door yeah. work before you screw it all back in place.
Yep. That's funny. What happened with the dryer? Did you get that fixed? Or?
Shit, I got that one too. Holy crap. I didn't even add that to my list. Yeah. So I've got, let's just say I have a bunch on deck, but the
here's an idea for you, Greg.
Yeah. You work on one?
How much vacation time do you
have? Oh, yeah. What vacation time?
Take a week off or maybe 3 days, knock out all these little projects around your house that are waiting for your attention.
Yeah.
Film them. Edit and release, you know, over a period of time.
Yeah. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I have like literally 6.
Wow.
Out there. Because two of them, I know two, for example, are all done shot. They just need like some narration and editing. Then I got a summer build I want to build. Oh, and then I just talked about the garage cleanup. So yeah. I guess that could be a... I've got the ideas.
You got the concepts of a plan.
Yeah. The concepts of a plan. Who do I sound like? Okay.
I see your question down there on the Jenga.
Yeah, what happened with that? I remember us... Did we shoot video?
I think we did.
Did we save it anywhere? Or?
I don't know. But I still have my... I think I have 2 or 3 sets of that.
I was thinking like it may just be something to throw out as a short.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good idea.
I don't think we really... It wasn't like a... There wasn't a lot to
no.
it. We took 4x4 and cut it into cubes.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
sanded
them.
Yeah.
What, do we stained them and then used a... some kind of paint blotter or something. How did we make the circles?
I don't even know that worked too well.
Yeah.
We were gonna do it one way, but it didn't work.
I don't remember how we did it. I have to
making dice is not easy.
Yeah.
Or actually making the cubes is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Making the dots on them or
right.
wasn't very easy.
Yeah. Well, lots of opportunity, it sounds like.
Yeah. I got a lot of stuff in the agenda.
Yeah.
But
well,
hopefully that I need to get them out because you're doing the brunt of the work on the channel.
That's all right.
Well, well, not really.
Well, I'll be away for 2 weeks, so they'll give you some time.
Oh, well, you're gone. I'll just get on everything.
Crank it all out.
I'll have it all ready.
Yep.
So, well, that's been a show, right?
It has been a show.
We've had a lot to talk about.
Another hour and a half.
Damn, it's long.
I know. That's what she said.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time. Hopefully soon. I don't know. Sometime. See ya.